Hi, I'm Avery, and my story is called Grace's Ghost. Grace sighed. The day had been nothing more than it always was. Boring, depressing, overall unbearable. And the fact that school ended at 5 o'clock and Grace took the city bus didn't help her mood much either. When Grace stepped off the bus, the nice, beautiful black sky greeted her with cheer. She traveled the approximate 2 blocks to her house and stepped up to turn the handle. Suddenly, it was dark. Grace slowly turned around. The light post that was allowing her to see where to put her house key no longer provided any sense of vision. Shaking, she blindly felt around for the hole. Finally finding the keyhole, Grace turned it and went inside. Her pops didn't come home until 7, and her mom was a late-night nurse. So Grace, once again, was left alone. Heading upstairs to change out of her uniform, she heard a snap on the stairs below her. Looking down, she saw nothing. She continued up the stairs to the bathroom to remove her makeup. In the bathroom, she closed the door and turned on the light switch. The bulb flickered. As Grace pulled the makeup wipe from the package, the light bulb flickered dark. Then it turned back on. She wiped her eyelashes, unfortunately smearing her mascara and creating a dark effect under her lids. Then the room went dark again, but this time it didn't turn back on. Left unable to see, no longer aware of where her body was in the room, she decided to freeze to avoid hitting herself against something. As she stretched her arms out as far as they could span, looking for the door, she heard something. The shower curtain rustled. She swore she saw a pair of blank eyes appear in the mirror with a white, pale face surrounding them. Grace then flipped out. No longer caring about developing bruises, she frantically searched for the knob. Still unable to see, she closed her eyes to better visualize the room. Still stressed, she inched towards where she thought the door was. Fortunately, she came across the handle. Anxiously jerking it, she heard something once more. Something knocked against the glass framed behind her. Grace had had enough. She pulled the door open and ran through the welcoming lights of the rest of the house. Paying no attention to the musty smell of smoke, she ran out the front door using her legs to the best of their ability. Immediately feeling the cold 40-degree air hit her cheeks, she calmed down. Feeling vibration in her pocket, she pulled out her phone. One new message read the lock screen. She opened her phone into the text app. She read the message from the unidentified number. "Good choice," it said. Grace turned around to face where she'd left. Her house was burning down in flames.